is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Russo's New York Style Pizza in Clearwater, in Gulf to Bay, and Belcher. We have some exciting events. Open mic night on Thursday, starting December 16th. We have karaoke on Wednesday night, and call for our New Year's Eve celebration with a Johnny Cash and buffet, and so much more. Call this number at 727-643-4304. Come to Russo's New York Style Pizza, 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, and enjoy some amazing Italian food and pizza. We'll see you there. Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
For Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connection. Stay tuned because at 2:30 we have a top agent coming in, and we have comics, we have singers, we have comics, and we have comics and singers here. We're so excited that you joined us. And before we kick it off, I want everyone to introduce themselves. Introduce yourself.
CP Post.
My name is Chris Fox.
I'm Mac James.
Rio Paris.
And we have more in the lobby of Tan Talk Radio Network. We're live on TikTok on Dawn Reese Show. And let's bring the microphone over to Chris. And oh, wait.
It's just your laugh track that we always use.
Oh, he's checking the laugh. Oh, yeah, we have laugh tracks
just
here.
Just testing it.
Well, yeah, my husband is a little mad at me. You know that, Bobby?
Yes.
I was trying to do my comedy because of you, James. You gave me that push. And then he found all my TikTok videos of married life. And he goes, are you talking about me? But they weren't. They were funny. I know. So, honey, I'm sorry. I love you. But there goes my comedy career. All right, here we go. And introduce yourself, Chris, again. Your last name?
Fox. Chris Fox.
There you go. Take it away. What song are you going to sing for us live on the air?
I'm just going to do a cover, I think.
Okay.
Waiting in Vain.
I don't want to wait in vain for your love. I don't want to wait in vain for your love. First time I rest my eyes but the waiting feel is fine. So don't treat me like a puppet on a string, 'cause I know how to do my thing. Don't talk to me, 'cause if you think I'm dumb, I wanna know when you're gonna come. You see, I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. 'Cause if summer is here, I'm still waiting there. And I'm still waiting there. Like I said, it's been 3 years since I'm knocking on your door, and I still wanna knock some more. Ooh girl, is it feasible? I wanna know now, for I to knock some more. Yeah, see, in life I know there's lots of grief, but your love is my relief. Tears in my eyes burn, tears in my eyes burn, while I'm waiting for my turn. You see, I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. It's my love that you're running from. It's your love that I'm waiting on. It's my love that you're running from.
That is gorgeous. And we're so excited because we want to have like an open singer mic night or something, or maybe have you play over at Russo's and have you meet Norman. You kind of did on FaceTime today. Let's talk about what's happening. So stay here. We're going to switch a room in a second, have you come back and meet the agent here at 2:30, and then come back and close this with another song. And thank you so much, Chris. We met at the LCMAF nonprofit organization, and it was over in Brandon at the Harley-Davidson. And I want to thank Christy Boyles for inviting me out there to promote our sailboat charter. And that's how we met. That's all very cool. Thank you. Yeah. So James, tell us what's happening at Russo's on Thursday night.
Big night is Thursday. I'm super excited.
How many comics do we have?
15 signed up, and we have an open list. Sign up at 7:30. Show starts at 8. Got some hard hitters on the list. CP's going to be there. Shane, he's out there. He'll be in here in a minute. Shane Self is going to host. He's an up-and-comer. He's real funny. And then Dennis Aruba will be there. He's out there.
I'll be judging.
He's on the list. He's a hard hitter, too. You're getting up there.
I'm going to get up there. I can't tell husband jokes now. But I have other jokes I can tell.
We'll have you do your set and then announce the winner. The winner of the open mic gets $50 cash, a spot here, five-minute spot here with you on the radio, and they get to feature at a further, you know, maybe the next show or one of their choice if they're busy that week.
That's so exciting. I'm so glad we hooked up on those things. But before I shout out, before we go to CP's comedy, and we're going to take the mic over here.
Too, by the way.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. That's going to be amazing
come by
as well.
One of these weeks.
We're going to get everybody on. I want to thank DeVore. I said DeVore because I remembered your name. I said I was going to shout you out at the Cell Phone, Tablet, and Computer Repair Expert, 727-531-6400 at 1488 South Belcher Road in Clearwater, Florida. You know, I had my husband bought me a new iPhone 13 Plus Max. Is that what it's called?
Pro.
Say that three times.
Yeah.
So I have the iPhone 8 Plus, but the back, so we wanted to make sure it was all cleaned up before we sent it back for $600 off the phone, of course.
Right.
And so he did an amazing job, put a screen on it for $10.
Ooh.
Yeah, protective screen. And he's Monday through Friday, 10 to 7. So go over see DeVore. It's over by the Big Lots and on Belcher and about Nursery right there. Yes. You can't miss it. Right there. And also, another quick shout out, we have Beaming Hope Church. We have free 1,000 Toys and Christmas concert this Friday at 7 p.m. at 11000 110th North Avenue in Largo. Doors open at 6:30. Don't be late. And every child must be there and to receive the toy or gift. And they have over 1,000 toys that they're giving. So beaminghope.org. Check that out as well. So CP, I'm so excited to hear your comedy. How long have you been doing stand-up?
I've been doing stand-up for about 2.5, close to 3 years.
So what made you want to be a stand-up comedian?
Well, it's kind of in my DNA. I am English and Jewish, so
I'm 4% Jewish. I got my ancestry. 4%.
4%. Wow.
Yeah, hold on to a little bit. Like when I win at the casino, I don't tell hubby as much.
That's great. 4% pretty much gets you about a matzo ball.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're going to play a clip of your comedy. And what's the setup for your comedy? Like this set that we're playing.
Oh, okay.
This is the first, the YouTube one you said.
Oh, okay. The first one. That was, so it's Side Splitter.
Yes.
It was an open mic that I did probably about 3 or 4 months ago. It's 5 minutes.
Nice.
We don't have to listen to the whole 5 minutes.
We do, because everybody driving, they love comedy. You know, people are so edgy these days. Have you noticed? The other day, I'm in Publix, and somebody bumped into me and said, watch where you're going. She bumped into me. And I was I'll pray for you. I'm sorry.
That's a good spot.
Or you just carry holy water with you and just spray it on them. Yeah, I usually do that. Okay, let's hit that clip, and we'll be right back. Enjoy.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Woo!
Some good-looking people in here. Yes. I recently celebrated my 30th wedding anniversary. Woo! Married.
Yeah.
Yes. Woo! How long? Some babies. babies. No, 30, right? Whoa, too long. People say, what's the secret to a long marriage? Do people ask you that? Yes. They say, they're like, okay. You know, so I say, really, it's no secret. He's a divorce attorney. So nobody's getting out alive. Well, people say, give us some advice. Don't marry a divorce attorney. I keep looking at our marriage certificate thinking, there's gotta be an expiration date on here somewhere. There isn't. People say, marriage is an institution. I think of it more like a cult, because it's enticing to get in there. They want to get you in there. They lure you in. And then you have to give up all your worldly goods, right? You got to give up everything. And then it takes a team to get you out of the cult. I haven't been on a date since 1987. Yeah. Who said Jesus? Yes, I know. That was during the Reagan administration. I have a lot of friends who are single, and we like to go out. But you know, at our age, what happens is between the blood thinners and the pain medication and the high blood pressure medication, it doesn't take very much for us to get drunk anymore. We're like 12-year-old girls who just had our first sip of Hennessy. So, it really only takes one drink to get the 9 of us drunk now, with 9 straws, just one. And we partied it up the other weekend. It was was crazy. We were dancing on the tables. We got so drunk with the one glass of Chardonnay and the nine straws. And you know, apparently, you know, we were dancing on the table. They frown upon that in Whole Foods. Manager Marissa said we're not allowed to come back anymore. So, it's okay. Guys, go really quiet. I'm Jewish. Any Jews? No. Not. Well, Hitler did a good job, didn't he? Shit. All right, well, I'm just this one. Have you guys done the escape room? Anybody do the escape room?
Yeah.
Yes, right? Jews don't have to do the escape room. We don't have to pay for that shit.
Oh. Is that okay?
And we're back. And we're back. So you got to see her. You're going to be at Russo's on Thursdays, right?
I am. I'm going to be at Russo's on Thursday, yes.
Right. New York Pizzeria, right on Gulf to Bay and Belcher. We start at 8 o'clock, right, for the comics?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. Will Rodriguez is going to headline. He's going to start at 8. I'll introduce him. And then Shane Self's going to take over the open mic contest.
Well, let's bring Shane in here. We're going to trade spots for a minute. We're going to bring you back with the agent. And, you know, I love your single jokes. You're saying, anybody that's single out there, you know what's funny when you're married and then here's the single people that are driving? You will never hear this. Are you making my bacon and eggs this morning?
Yeah.
You will never hear that.
Never.
Never.
You'll also never hear anybody not lifting up the toilet seat either.
Yeah, we'll have to hear.
Or did you clean the toilet today?
Yeah. Have to hear that.
No, he does take the trash out. He's really good about that. My husband, I will just, yes, he's very good.
I put it on my kid. No, yeah, he knew it for me.
Oh, that's amazing.
He does.
Okay,
kid.
Let's get the other guy in here and talk about what you're doing. Tell everybody.
So, with Gotcha Film Productions and King Cobra Enterprises, we just filmed two pilots for two TV shows. And looking to get picked up by Hulu, Netflix,
yes,
or one of these major streaming platforms. Also, BET Plus is interested with the movie What the Hell. Possibly going to get a Walmart distribution deal. So it's nice. Just a lot going on. And looking forward to it all. CP was one of the comics on Sunday. We just did it at Side Splitters. Who was gracious enough to let us have the TV pilots there. So it's just everything is moving and excited for the Tampa Bay comedy community.
I have two film companies. One called me from Fort Lauderdale the other day and he said, "Hey, Don, what are you doing?" He goes, "He knows somebody that is the production person for The Voice." And he goes, "They're looking to do TV specials." And I told him about James and what we're doing.
Yeah.
We have another conversation. And they're like, "You know, we might want to do something at, you know, tape this for TV."
Yeah.
And then somebody else called me and they said, "Hey, we may want to tape this." So I got some things in the works. You never know what can happen.
That's right.
Yeah. So we're going to take it away before the top agent comes in here, and I'm going to have you guys switch because you're singing, you're the comic, right?
Yep.
And we're going to have you come over because I want you on camera singing, and you are an artist, and you play guitar, and let's play a song for you right now. What are you going to sing for us and introduce yourself? There's the mic we're sharing today. It's Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. We actually have trolleys here.
No,
we do.
We
have a lot of trolleys in Clearwater Beach. And introduce yourself. What is your name?
Cool. Hi. My name is Ben. Also, I don't know what's going on. Okay.
Hi, Ben.
Hi. My music name is August the 4th. I'm going to be playing an original. So I can.
August the 4th?
August the 4th.
What does that mean?
So, long story short, my grandpa's name is August. Or my grandpa, but my great-grandpa's August.
Right.
And then my grandpa's August the 2nd. Then my dad was supposed to be August the 3rd, but my grandma said, absolutely not. So,
do you do comedy?
Yeah.
Because that's funny.
I know. Maybe I should start.
You should.
So technically, since I'm the oldest guy in our family, I would be August the 4th, and that's where I got August the 4th from.
Wow.
So.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Nancy.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And she was July close.
The 4th.
Nancy the 4th. Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
I don't know. All right, take it away. And there are drivers that are listening to 106.1 FM, The Heat. You can watch this whole show on YouTube Live. It's up there after the show on Tan Talk Radio Network. Take it away.
Months old, so many things were left untold.
Wanted love but got lost in the cold. You see me, it's 2 a.m. Maybe things should stay unsaid, leaving me lost out here in the cold. Now should I lie down, let my thoughts give in again, again. Few more years, I'll heal. Life will just move on, I'll forget what it's like to love. Maybe it was you who made me see. Maybe we were never meant to be. I never wanna fall in love again. You and I both cannot pretend. Put in so much time and I feel dead. Feel like everything was left unsaid. You never had honesty with me. Think it's time to let it be. Two more years, I've come to see. Some things were never meant to be. I've taught myself to escape from the cold. Two more years, I've come to see. Some things were never meant to be. I've taught myself to escape from the cold. Maybe it was you who made me see. Maybe we were never meant to be. I'll never wanna fall in love again. You and I can't pretend. Putting so much time and I feel dead. I feel like everything's left unsaid. Never had honesty with me. Maybe we should let it be. Let it be. In the cold. Escape.
Wow. Woo. I want everybody that's on the show to make sure you get me your headshots and bios, and I'll be posting them up there so we can play the show again as well. That's fabulous. How long have you been singing?
So I started singing when I was about 15. I'm 25 now, so about 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, my husband and I got the Keith Urban guitar from HSN because I did a lot of casting for them with a guy named Rob over there. And it was great. We did the Keith Urban, you know, infomercial. And so we got the guitar. You got the electric. I got the acoustic. I haven't played yet. I mean, I tried, but we put the CDs on in the other room, right? And I thought my husband was learning to play. He was so good. And I'm like, oh my God, honey, that CD set really works. And I walk in there, he's not even there. I thought he was playing. It was Keith Urban playing. I was like, honey, I thought you learned really quick. The Keith Urban CDs will learn in about 2 minutes. But anyways, thank you so much for being here. Stay with us. The agent will be with us in a minute. Let's bring another person over. You are, come on over here. We got another comic. And we'll have you back. I want everyone that's here to have an opportunity to meet an amazing agent for TV and film. And I will tell you, as you see in movies and commercials, there are so many comics that are out there, and they love to work with comedy people. Comedy people. And introduce yourself.
My name's Shane Self.
Hi, Shane. And you are...
A comedian.
So what do they, before we start, how do you, significant that you are a comedian? I mean, do you have to do like one set on stage and then you're a comedian? Or do you have to get the applause first? What is it, James? What is like the secret of saying I'm a comedian?
Once you get on stage, you're a comedian now. Okay. Or a stand-up comic is how I consider it. A comedian, anybody can be a comedian, I think, you know, actors and just anybody.
So if I didn't graduate from the Laugh Factory or the Improv and I didn't go on the last, you know, graduation, I'm not a comic yet.
Have you gotten on stage before yet?
No.
Just in classes?
No, I need a graduation class.
Maybe
at Russo's.
You read that to everybody when you get a second.
Yeah, so take it away.
You're a trained comic that hasn't gotten on stage yet.
No, I chickened out at the end. I just didn't go for it.
You're chicken out this Thursday.
I'm not going to chicken out. No, I'm on the air. I have no problem.
Right.
But yeah. So we're good to go. Okay. So, yeah. So tell us about what you do and what's funny to you.
I mean, I think a lot of things are funny to me. I will try to find the funniest out of the worst possible situation. That's just, I think, been the story of my life, so.
So is it real life situations that you go through?
Yeah, a lot of my jokes are about my family and stuff like that.
So, okay, that's what I was talking about. So what do you do when you're telling jokes about your family and you think it's funny and then they think it's funny at first and then they don't think it's funny?
That's my wife. Nothing I say is funny. I've tried to show her videos. And where people think I'm absolutely hilarious, and she's like, no. Like, even if it has her name associated, like, she wants nothing to do with it.
Does she get mad at you? Like, my husband just got mad at me.
I mean, she's not going to show up there. So,
oh, that's a secret. Don't bring them along with you. But I made him a really good dinner, so the dinners are good. You know, do you ever do that with your husband or your family? Here I go again.
No, I've never done that.
No, you've never done. No, I meant like you're making dinner, and you say, how was the dinner tonight? It was amazing. Great. Oh, I loved it. Or then half of the time I get, it's okay.
Yeah,
I go, wait, what do you mean it's okay? Well, you didn't add the seasoning to it.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's like my Siri, my new one. I say, hey, Siri. She goes, uh-huh. I don't know. All right. So what do you want to talk about? You got a few minutes.
Have an open mic on Thursday.
Yes.
Russo's. Russo's.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Yes.
Your phone's locked, James.
Sorry. He's, yeah. I was going to have him read the list to you.
First,
the list right here of all these hard hitters.
Yes, we have 16 comics, I'm sorry, that are already signed up. First one is Linda Fells, and it went into your messages now.
I'll read it. Just go ahead.
If you guys come out to Russo's on Thursday, we're going to have a great time.
Yes.
We got a nice list of the first 16. We have a couple of sign-up spots left at the door. So if you do want to sign up, we have about 5 of those. Maybe a couple more. Depends on how much time we have.
And it's 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, right at the Public Shopping Center and Gulf to Bay, right there in the corner, right there.
This will be his first time hosting a show, so are you excited or what?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I've never got to host before.
I'm excited.
I think it'll be a great time. I really do.
Well, are you guys all friends?
Yeah.
That's super cool.
All know each other through comedy.
So we're going to come back and make sure the singers give their social media. What's your social media that people can follow you?
On Instagram, Shane P. Self. My parents didn't do a good job at naming me, you know.
I gotcha. And are you on TikTok?
I am as well. I think that's Shane P. Self.
Well, actually, you're live on TikTok.
Oh, well, yeah. I think I'm Shane P. Self on TikTok as well. If you want to give me a follow. Don't really post on there a lot. Post on Instagram.
You should. You know, you can make money on TikTok if they like you. You can do like sets up there and they send this TikTok money that goes into money for your PayPal. One lady sent me $100 on Cash App. She loved the show one day. I was like, because I just felt generous. I just wanted to give it to you. And it was like, so put your Cash App up there on PayPal. It's amazing. Right. I'm not kidding you. So, CP, tell us, your social media as well.
Oh, okay. So, I think I mentioned my TikTok. I'm also on Facebook, CP Post Comedian. My Instagram, I'm looking at it right now because I just don't know.
That's a good password. My daughter-in-law does that. She'll say, what is the password? And she'll put, I don't know. That's a very good one to remember.
Now everybody knows your password. No.
I don't know.
I'm not that creative.
You can always remember that one.
My Instagram is CP Post Comedian.
There you go. All right, everybody, let's go back this way. Give your social media, James.
Oh, on YouTube, James Esterline Comedian Bartender. Facebook is James Esterline Comedian Bartender. Or the Daily Ha Ha Joke of the Day show.
Yeah,
or
the Dad and Brad show. Wait, what's the Daily Ha Ha? That sounds
cool. That's just another one where I post daily jokes.
Cool.
Or a few sets here and there. Or stupid videos that I do. The Bobo the Gorilla is done, though. He passed away, so you won't see the Ask Bobo show on Facebook anymore. gorilla mask ripped.
What'd you do with him?
I ripped the mask on accident, so I can't do the bit no more.
I
need a new gorilla mask, TikTokers. Send me a gorilla mask, and
we
I can continue being
mask.
Bobo the Mexican stand-up gorilla guy.
Wow.
And then TikTok is Mac James. Instagram is Mac James. TikTok is... James Esterline.
And then we're going to give your information. And let's turn to Rue. We have, I think, another comic coming in. Do you want to bring him in for me? And I want everyone. Yes, go ahead. Give your social media.
Facebook, Rio Paris.
Yours, right.
RIOPARIS. And then on Instagram, it is Rio Paris Fans. So, yeah. Follow me. I'll follow back. and all that good stuff.
I like it. You remind me of that movie, that Blame It on Rio. Did you remember that?
I've seen that.
That now tells my
age. Everything on Rio.
That is my age now. Oh my God, it's showing.
Oh, I see it. I'm going to watch it now, though.
Blame It on Rio. That was a good show, but it was a movie with, I forgot who, but that's cool. So, and then give your social media one more time while you're going around the table, and then you're next.
Cool. So my social media is August the 4th, and it's spelled like August the and then IV for four. And that's for Instagram and TikTok. Those are pretty much the only thing I post on. So
perfect, yep. Perfect. We want to have you meet the owner of Russo's too, and then see if you can do an open mic night over there or something,
or
perform. That's amazing. And let's introduce to you James. Who is this amazing man here that came in like a doctor?
This is Janice Aruba. He's another one of those hard hitters. He's always featuring around Tampa Bay and Florida. He's going to be at the show too. He's going to be in the contest.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. Give your social media for everyone to know.
So my social media at on Instagram, it's Good Laugh at Good Laugh. So it's laugh is spelled differently because I don't know how to spell. It's good G-O-O-D underscore laugh, L-A-F. And that's the same thing for TikTok and Instagram. You can find me there.
And what made you decide to be a comedian?
I've always liked comedy, stand-up comedy, ever since I was little. I've always been a fan of it. And it wasn't until I lost my job in 2019, it was such an abrupt way, the way I kind of quit my job. And I was into writing a bad review at this company on Google. And as I was writing that, it became kind of funny to me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stand up and, you know, just kind of make this into a joke. And
right.
I did an open mic at Side Splitters, and I did well, and it was just kind of, it just snowballed from there.
Wow, that's amazing. Kind of, 1 second. Yeah, I'm going to have Keith come in and just, yeah, this is the top agent here. That's amazing. So do you have any, what's funny to you? We're going to have you sit here in just a minute, Keith.
Everything's funny to me. Sometimes the most darkest situations, I can find a little bit of jokes or a little bit of funny into it. Anything. Usually my style is basically my family. I think my trials and tribulations and
does your family get mad at you if you're talking about them?
No.
It's cool.
No, they don't get mad at you. They don't. They especially my kids. I have a lot of kid jokes. Like jokes about my kids.
Alright, give me one.
It's a little dirty. But it was just about
how FCC rules, but yeah, we just
I just talk about how disgusting kids are and how disgusting living with them is. Walking into their bathroom is like walking into a gas station bathroom. I walk in with shoes and I don't touch anything with my hands. And I just kind of go into that and just, you know, talk about how gross they are.
I can't wait to hear you. And that's amazing. I'm so glad you're here. Well, I'm going to have you step on the side to kind of move over there. And I have Keith. And let's have a big hand clap. We have Bobby. Keith from Alexa Model and Talent Agency is here. Thank you, Keith. Happy holidays. Thank you for being here.
How are you? Thank you for having me.
Great. You remind me of the guy that owns the Virgin Atlantic.
Oh, well, thank you.
You look like Richard Branson.
He does very well.
You look like Richard Branson.
Thank you.
You do. So
I'd like to have his island also. I'd invite you all.
But you have the island of Alexa Model and Talent Agency.
That too.
As an owner.
That too.
So today we have comics here, we have guitar players, and we have so many people. It's your time to ask the agent a question. So let's take it away. James, you are putting together a comedy night at Russo's for 30 comics. And first, do you hire comics or do you represent comics and actors?
Well, with the film and TV people we have some funny people. I don't know within the group of talent we have if they actually do spend the time doing stand-up. It's a different kind of breed, but I would recommend that anyone you are using for your show, that they tape and pick out a 20, 30-second clip and send it to me.
There you go. So what have you been working on over the years, Keith? I'm going to start with a couple
questions. Well, I was supposed to be here a little earlier today. We just had a talent come back into town. They did it was actually a reality show called Sailing Cerebral.
Ooh. I saw that.
Well, you may have saw it Below Deck.
Yeah. No, I mean, I heard the cast.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You heard it. That's right.
It paid well.
Yeah. Not yet. They're still working on having it be picked up by the Discovery Channel, but she wanted to tell us the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, and we kind of went through the whole thing and so on. And they're in their third season right now. I understand, and I didn't know this, but the first two seasons showed up on YouTube, so you can see it there.
Okay, say it again. What company?
It's called Sailing Cerebral.
Ooh, okay. So you know that we have a sailing charter business. We have a 37-foot Endeavor that just opened up. It's $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum. And you can take 6 people and split it together and just bring your own. My friend called me the other day and she said, Dawn, you posted something on I Love St. Pete. And because I paid for that, you know, but I posted, bring your own restrooms. And that didn't go over. I had to go back and change it. You know, we have restrooms on board.
Well, yeah, this show actually takes place on a sailboat in the Caribbean. They visit all the islands.
Nice, nice. And you've done so many movies in the past. Can you let all these amazing actors and comics know? Because agents, I will tell you, I've noticed, they
love... Well, we just had Paul Wilson do Conjuring 3, and that's Patrick Wilson, obviously, is the lead. Paul Wilson booked the uncle role, which was one of the leading roles in it also. And then he booked a episodic on Showtime called The First Ladies with Viola Davis. He plays Nixon.
But don't you notice that comics, there are actors anyways, and you're an actor?
Well, that's why they need to send a 30-second clip, because most of the stand-up people we get, they're doing the circuits. It's a different animal. If you're in New York or L.A., definitely get an agent if you can, but you got to invite them to your show. You got to have them come to the show. Don't ask me to come to the show, because there's not enough comic work here, but you can send me a clip, and then I might be able to help you.
Well, do you think you could come and judge Russo's one night? We have like 30 comics coming
in. Or Snappers, right? Don't they do it at Snappers?
No, we just started at Russo's right here in Clearwater.
Okay.
Yeah, when we're going to need a judge later on when we do a final. That would be kind of cool.
I'm happy to judge.
So, all right, take it away. What are your questions for Keith?
Oh, that was my question. I was going to say, you want to come and judge our show here?
Yeah. Keith?
So, I'm going to be at Snappers on the 24th. I'm opening, I'm doing a guest spot for Cam Bertram. Would you come to Snappers?
I'll consider it. You can send me the date and stuff, but like I said, send me the tape if I'm not there.
Okay, and then, do you have a question?
Remember something. Film and TV, when you do stand-up comedy or you do stage, it lends itself very well to a New York audience because it's live. So I need you to capture something on video so I can see where we might be able to get you something in the TV, film, or even commercial arena. A lot of commercials here, and that I can help you with here. Film and TV here is Atlanta, New Orleans.
And what about guitar players? We have two amazing singers here that just performed.
I love music, but I'm not the music guy to help you get to the next step. But again, same thing. Shoot a video of a song that you love. I can pick out maybe 20, 30 seconds, and maybe there's something. We've had many film and TV where they need a role that requires guitar playing.
There you go.
There's no reason I can't potentially submit you for that, but that's not going to be an everyday thing.
Right, gotcha.
You want to get in a group, and you want to be playing in front of people, and you want to get a demo out to the guys that press the recordings, you know.
Right. And we do have that. I work with Atlas Records as well. I work with VH2TV with an indie label. So I have some other people as well. But for TV and film, for acting, what about extra work? Do you handle extras for movies?
That comes about. So if you know, we ask you to come with us, you'll be informed when that opportunity comes. And I know Dawn had a great opportunity at one of the points a couple of years ago, and it's actually showing, that film you did.
Really? Oh, I was supposed to be one of the ladies in the pool, but then they said I was too young, which is great because I'm over 55. They said I didn't look my age. That's a good thing. But, you know, it's funny. You would call me in the middle of the night, like 2 in the morning.
You got to be ready, and she was ready.
Well, what happened was I hung up the phone. I said, I was dreaming. I said, I think, to my husband, I think Keith called me from Alexa. And I woke up, and I said, oh, I was dreaming. And then I saw the missed call, and I was like, you said, can you be on the set, like, in about 20 minutes? And I rushed down to the beach at the Wyndham. I did. And
I wish they all were like that.
Yeah. But what do extras get paid these days here?
It varies. The average is $100, you know, for the night, but it can be as low as 50. It can be as high as 150, 200. Feature films, most of it's non-union. If you become union, it'll be a little bit more in that regard.
So they can sign up with you for extra work as well? Send a picture?
Well, if I bring you on, you'll have the opportunity to do that. That's kind of how it works. You're not just signing up to do extra work. We're signing you up because there's opportunities for you for commercials besides the film and TV. Commercials is going to be your main money here if you live here.
Is it mostly at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, no, he called me because they needed.
So it's not all. No.
In her case, yes, that's when it was,
and
it was.
It
was a major motion picture, so it was, you know, three cameras were rolling when they were by poolside, and when they call, you got to be ready. If you're looking to do the speaking part and so on, you need to say to yourself, what do I do every day in front of a camera or in front of people? And if you're working somehow 3 days a week, I don't care if you're being paid or not paid, as long as you're working something, it'll lead to the right place at some point. If it's like, oh God, this is not working out, so I'll get in front of the camera when they call me, that's like, okay, I'll do the exam, okay, and I won't study for it, but when the exam comes, I'll do that. It's the same thing.
And take a good acting course. You know, I mean, I've taken mine, look like a Santa list. I've had so many acting.
If you're doing stand-up, you should have a coach, or you should have a six-week thing that you can practice in. It's the practicing. It's keeping the juices alive and finding a way, if that's in your heart, to do, not something you have to force to do.
Awesome. Now, I know Bobby, my engineer back there, is talking to the station owner. Bobby, we have, his background is production. Do you ever need somebody, tell us what you do, Bobby.
Oh, I'm
besides help me just, with my show.
Just graduated from UCF with a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Stage Management.
He can send us his information. Yes. Every so often on the commercials here, they do need production people, and we might be able to do a referral. We don't rep production people, but don't let that hold you back from where you may want to go. The big agencies, if you decide to be in New York or LA, production is one of the things they rep.
Right.
That's amazing. What ages do you take? Is there like a cutoff age? Like, you know?
We're from 5 to 80.
80? Okay. I still have 20 more years. That's cool. Anybody
actually
else have a question?
This market is an older market. 30 and above does better than the younger people here.
I've seen that. There's so many infomercials. You do a lot of HSN stuff too, which is amazing. Do you have to be a certain height for HSN, or do they look okay? There's a lot of things that come up. We're going to have you come back, you know, like in January or something, because I have more people that wanted to meet you, which is amazing. So any other questions?
Yeah, I got one. So networking is like a huge part of any industry, not even like not comedy or music, just everything. So what is like your best way to network with people, especially like...
So are you the guitar player?
Yeah.
And you
sing? There's one behind you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the same thing for you, even for comedians and even for, you know, acting talent. Where do you perform? Are you willing to perform at the coffee shop where maybe no one's going to see you, but you enjoy doing that, and the 100 people that are there, one night one of them turns out to be a friend of someone in from LA and go, who is this guy? That's networking. Because out there each day, and you're willing to talk to you may not be someone from LA. But by doing that, sooner or later, certain people start to show up, which means you're heading in the right direction. Same thing, you know, the guys that are doing stand-up, the ones that have been doing it for a while, especially I remember in the New York clubs, everyone else who's been doing it a little bit, they're waiting around to go on. The guys who've been doing it a while, the clubs know them. They tell them, come by anytime you want, you can go on immediately. That's just kind of how it works, because they've made the rounds. They've done it. So it's making the rounds. The networking at events and so on, that's good to do. But what are you doing performing whatever it is you do, and then meeting the people that are there if it's a small event, trusting that there'll be somebody there that's going to attract the right person for you?
That's great advice. Really good advice. Anybody else? I know you have a question.
How long have you been in the business?
That's a good question. On the acting side, I'm going to say I started in 1992. And then I was behind the scenes as an agent since 2000. But I would say officially for the film and TV side, 2010.
And what made you want to...
I made a decision. That's a good question. I made a decision when I was called for, I can't remember, the Brad Pitt film, and I was in Florida. I had to get to Philadelphia for the film he was doing, and it was during the holidays, and everything cost three times the money to get there, and I had no idea how I was going to get back, and I made a decision at that point, money was more important. Most people who become celebrity stars, it's what they would be doing whether they made the money or not. So if they weren't making it, they'd still be doing that, even though they may say maybe they would. Most of the big agents, if you ever ask them, they'd say, these guys would still be doing this. This is what they would be doing. And you've got to feel that. I'm not saying money's not equally as important as how good your talent is, but at the end of the day, you know sooner or later because you've made the rounds, the money is going to be there. And you believe in your mind it's sooner, not later. Like a lot of the craft, it's like, just keep doing what you're doing. Later it'll come. Forget the word later. It has to be sooner in your mind.
And before, I want to have all the musicians here do something and play some music for you as well, so you can kind of get a little bit of their genre. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have them do like a few seconds. But also, a lot of people want to know, you know, for monologues, what do you look for when they come in to sign with
your
agent?
It's actually dialogues. Okay. Monologues are good for stage. Monologues will be good for when you're a big-time celebrity making $20 million, so to speak, or if you're in New York, you know, they like monologues. But it's really dialogues. It's practice. Seeing with another partner.
Could you bring some scripts in one of these days, and we can get you back, and we can get some actors in here to read
for you? Just email me, and I'll send them to you, so you can even have your people, you know, work on something, because you really want something ready to roll that resonates for you in a two-person thing. That's what they're going to evaluate you on. They're evaluating you on how well you're hearing to an actual person that's there. Some of your favorite stars, you'd be surprised how little they actually talk, but they're really good at listening. So you think they're talking the whole time when they're not, because they're really good at listening.
Well, we're going to make that happen. I know we have like 7 minutes, so we're going to do about like maybe 2 or 3 minutes and have you come back again and just a little bit perform. We're going to put the mic over here and introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Christopher Wright. I'm here with the Professor J. Crew and Mac James over here in Rio, Paris, helping them promote the Russo show coming up this Thursday.
And tomorrow night we have karaoke at 8 o'clock.
Right? Ooh, fantastic, fantastic.
Russo's Pizza.
Right? Also, you should check us out tonight at Ocha Lounge. We have Slam Dunkin' featuring down there on 66th and Park, so you should come and check us out and have some fun with that. But yeah, I'll play a quick thing that my friends and I came up with the other day. We're called We 3M. That's Nick Avalone, Jared Thompson, and myself. And I think this song is called Tomorrow Morning or something like that. It's a working title.
We're going to do it short, maybe about like a minute and a half. Do you have to watch the clock? Because we only up till 3, so I want to get everybody on just for a quick
Sounds
ending.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I can keep it quick. I have a nice little abridged version I can play
for
us.
We're going to have you back.
Oh, yeah, right. No worries.
All right, take it away.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Guys,
let's bring you up over here, and we're gonna switch your room real quick, and we're gonna have to have like a sing-off competition here or something, you know.
Let's bring some labels in.
All right, yeah, that would be kind of cool
to start
too. That's amazing. Yeah, the dog. You heard the roof yes. in the back.
We had a duet going on there.
Yeah, and introduce yourself to everybody real quick as well.
Hi, my name is Chris Fox.
And Chris is going to play something for about 2 minutes, and we'll have you just ending the show as well. And I think we're going to have that for guitar players. That would be kind of cool. So, Keith, I want to thank you for being here. Let's bring you back with some actors and some dialogue. That would be great. Okay. Amazing talent here today. Just amazing on Hollywood Connections.
is an original called So Many Times. There's been so many times that I say that I wanna buy a boat and sail away. And it feels alright to escape, oh, but something inside my heart tells me to stay. Who is my foe? Who is my friend? When this whole world teaches us to pretend in a capital world. With his capital gain, people losing their souls, people going insane. Whoa. And there's been so many times that I say that I wanna buy a boat and sail away.
Chris, that is amazing. I'm so excited because I'm going to be sending this music from the show to some of my label friends. And one works with Steven Seagal as well. You know Steven Seagal's a singer too. Did you know he plays guitar?
No.
Yeah, he actually works with him. So, but I have a lot of people. Let's see where this is going to go. And then let's end the show. Remember, give God all the glory and honor. Watch things happen in your life. We'll see you at Russo's Pizza tomorrow night, as well as for karaoke and open mic night comics. We'll see you on Russo's Pizza right there on Gulf to Bell Bay in Belcher. Thursday.
What time?
We have till 3 o'clock. And take it away.
All right, I'll just do a quick little cover of Ed Sheeran's A-Team. So.
Yeah.
Okay. White lips and pale face, breathing in snowflakes, burnt lungs, sour taste. Lies gone, days end, struggling to pay rent, long nights, strange men. And they say she's in class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. And they scream the worst things in life, free to us, and we're just under the upper hand. And goes mad for a couple grams. She don't wanna go outside tonight, casino pipe, she'll fly to the motherland, or stand up to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly, for angels to fly, for angels to fly, to fly, to fly, for angels to die.
Amazing talent here, and like I said, I have a lot of connections, Hollywood connections. It's up to you to follow through. Keith, do you have any extra cards that they can send over, demos for acting, or do you have open call night as well, or open, you don't do that anymore? I was going to ask you those new rules, what was happening. Just all auditions send in?
Just from referrals.
And if they're a model, they can send in like 20 pictures to your email, and I've got that information. If you're interested in being on the show, I'm Dawn Reese. Call 727-871-7788. If you're a singer, actor, model, we will have Keith back again for the models and actors. And we're glad that you all came. And any other last words?
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, James. Yeah, it always is. And we're going to have all the comics on a special for 5 minutes that comes to Russo's. Yeah, so there we go. 727-871-7788. Again, we'll see you next week. I'm Dawn Reese. Have a great weekend. Bye,
thank
everybody.
You,
thank you, everybody. God bless you. Thank you for showing up.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.